audience of Men on Starring Jack Benny, with Mary Livingston, Dennis Day, Rochester, and yours truly, Don Wayne Goodman. With to buy at our meat and meat products, you can help keep your fit for their jobs here at home if you plan more meals around other nutritious foods that are still thrifty and plentiful. Among these foods are whole grain, delicious, toasty brown grape nut flakes. Grape nut flakes bring you the valuable nourishment of natural and vitamins, niacin and vitamin B1 for good appetite, steady nerves, and energy. Full of moldy rich for your family, enjoy America's most distinctive flake cereal, grape nut flakes. Delicious, nutritious, and thrifty. That was Hallelujah, played by the orchestra. Now, ladies and gentlemen, from New York City, we bring you that reckless playboy who's been known to light a cigar with a Raleigh cigarette coupon, Benny!
Thank you. Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking. And Don, it was nice of you to call me a playboy, but you're wrong this time. As a matter of fact, out of my hotel since we got here Thursday.
Oh, you haven't?
No, you see, I, like a darn fool, I money belt in Los Angeles. And the town, you know.
Well, out of check.
Hotel.
What do you mean?
Well, at the Acme Plaza, where I'm staying, the manager locks you in the basement until your check goes through the bank. Imagine 4 days listening to a boiler hiss at me. I thought I was playing low state again. Oh, it was awful, huh?
But, Jack, why are you staying at the Acme Plaza? I hear it's an awfully run-down joint.
Oh, no. No, no, Don. They fixed it up now. They even got a new rope for the elevator. And, incidentally, it's one of the few hotels in New York that has a girl bellhop.
Girl bellhop? Say, that's a novelty. What sort of you for?
Letters. I forget the rest. But they're awfully cute.
Hello, Jack. How's the boy?
Benny, how are you? Say, Don, I'd like you to meet Benny Goodman. You know, he's our guest conductor this week.
Goodman, I might
have got a shooting office all through my opening band number.
Well, that was, the commercial. He does that every week. Don't you ever listen to my program?
No, what not?
Well, I'm now.
Who's the character with the clarinet?
That's Benny Goodman. Oh, Benny, this is Mary Livingston, our comedian.
Hello, Benny.
Hello, Miss Livingston.
I'm sure... Abe Lyman, Benny Goodman, I have yet to have a band leader who can read English. No kidding.
Well, how are you, Mary? I haven't seen you since we got off the train. Where are you stopping?
Oh, I'm at the Sherry Netherlands, and boy, is it swanky there.
What do you mean, swanky?
I ordered a 3-decker sandwich yesterday, and the waiter launched it with a bottle of champagne.
Old Acme Plaza.
Can't understand why you stay there.
Well, for one thing.
And their rates are reasonable, too. It's a love spot.
You know, Mary, Jack tells me they've got girl bellhops there.
Oh, so that explains it.
Explains what?
I looked in your diary, and it's 5 cents.
Well, Geraldine carried my trunk up. That's worth a quarter. Oh, Dennis.
Hello, Mr. Benny. Oh, boy, you ought to see the hotel I'm staying at. They have girl bellhops, girl CA.
One thing, Dennis. How can a man check into the YWCA?
Only a tenor could do it.
Well, Dallas, I think... Dennis, I hope Fred Allen is listening in. We're getting a lot of laughs tonight. Dennis, I think it's about Ted, kid.
Salutations, Mountebank. Falstaff brings you greetings from Fred Allen.
Greetings from Allen?
That is precisely why I am here.
Oh, Ted.
I bring you Allen, who's listening to your show today. He's sitting by an open window, hoping the smell will go away.
Come back here. Was I Have the Craziest Dream sung by Dennis Day and accompanied by Benny Goodman and his orchestra. And Benny, that was a swell musical background. It was really okay.
Thanks, Jack.
I'm sure glad you got Benny Goodman instead of that band you wanted to hire for tonight.
What band?
Sammy Slotnick and a Staten Island Hawaiian.
Well, they play snappy music.
That slogan of theirs, swing and get hot, Nick. Happy slot.
But that happens to be a very...
Well, Jack, if they're so good, why aren't they here tonight?
Right, they did. They're allowed to pick the musical instrument. Goodman, you're all right. You can follow Phil Harris, and that's a pretty tough assignment.
That's a real compliment, Jack, because I think Phil has one of the finest musical organizations in the...
Now, ladies, did you hear that, Mary?
Well, yeah, how music...
Actors. Now, another one. What? What did you say, kid?
Oh, was my mouth open? I was only thinking...
Thinking. Well, just be careful what you're thinking about, Dennis. The first thing you know, there'll be a whole... I'll take it. Hello? Well, Gary. Yeah, I've been expecting your call, Gary. Where are you, Gary?
Indiana. It can't be Gary Cooper.
Quiet. Yeah? Yeah, well, sure, Gary. I'm all set and round.
In Somerville. That's more like it.
Not Flynn Somerville, it's Gary, Indiana. I mean, where are you, Gary? Say, that's just around the corner. Okay, come right over. Swell, goodbye. Was Gary it on?
Oh, I'd love to, Jack, but I'm going out later and have a big bowl of toasty brown sweeter than that grape nut flake.
What? Have toasty sweet grape nut at night?
Yes, sir. I tell you, Jack, this town is wide open.
Okay, Don, have fun.
Say, Mr. Benny, when Gary Cooper comes up, I've got a swell gag I want to pull on.
A gag? What is it?
To him, I'm going to say, yes.
How's the...
Don't you like
it? Oh, it's awesome.
I got blood.
Listen, I don't hate you, Dennis. That's an old...
Yeah, way out in the alley, sold it to me for a dollar.
You gave a dollar and got that? Well, if I were you, I'd just come in. Oh, Gary, come on in.
Hiya, Jack. Are you all set to go?
I'll be ready to leave in a few minutes, Gary, and then we'll have... Are you ready to do the town?
Yep. I got a street guide and my snowshoes and everything.
Well, you're all set.
Yep.
Tell you what, Gary. I figure we start out...
Oh, Jack, introduce me.
Oh, yes, pardon me. Say, Gary, I'd like to have you meet my gang. This is Mary Livingston.
Well, this is a pleasure, Miss Livingston.
Kiss me, my love.
What? What did you say?
Oh, was my mouth open? I was only thinking.
She's so thrilled, Gary. And, oh, Gary, this is Don Wilson and Benny Goodman.
Hello, fellas.
And Dennis Day.
Hello, Dennis. How's it?
Hey, That's all right, Gary. Never mind. No kidding, Gary. That's a swell gag.
Yeah, you ought to see that.
Hey, excuse us, fellas. Say, Gary, as long as you and I are stepping out tonight, you know, the hot spots and everything, did you call up any girls?
Nope.
Well, don't you know any girls? Well, don't they like me?
Nope.
Oh, I'll get the red book right here.
Some book. Lillian Russell, Anna Held, Annette Kellerman.
Stop, Jesus. Well, don't worry, Gary. We're bound to bump into some cuties the places we're going. Now, Don. Oh, just a second, girl. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny. This is Rochester.
Oh, hello. Phoning me. Where are you?
I'm up in Harlem, boss.
Harlem?
That's a settlement that's going hidey-ho.
All about it. Look, at why is it, Rochester, that every time we come to New York, I can never... Where have you been?
I got lost. There's a gym out up here in Harlem.
Well, listen. There's a dim out down here, too. Yeah. Want any excuses? 4 days in Harlem.
Well, I got business up here, boss.
Business by foot. I can just see you now. You're sitting there with a cigar in one hand, a Tom Collins in the other, and a girl on your lap.
Is Tom Collins in my right hand or my left hand?
It's in your right hand.
That's amazing.
Now, look, Rochester, you're still working for me, and I want you to be at my hotel bright and early tomorrow morning. Goodbye.
Oh, say, boss, now your new coat while it's on.
Bring it back. I want that coat. Oh. Well, Benny, Gary and I are going to run along now, so how about a good hot band number?
Okay, Jackson.
Come on, let's go. Boy, are we going to burn up the town.
Oh, fine. Sleepy time down south and Old Man River going to burn up the town.
Well, we are. Hey, what spot we hit first, kid?
Well, Jack, I haven't been to Grand Tomb yet or the Planetarium.
Grand Tomb?
Yep.
The Planetarium?
Yep.
Well, don't you want to go to a nightclub?
Nope.
Okay, stubborn head, let's go. Oh, the Planetarium, and I went and took a nap this afternoon. Well, so long, fellas. See you later. Now, come on, Gary. We've seen enough. What do you say we get out of here?
No.
No, no. Look, Gary, we walked across the Brooklyn Bridge. We saw the Statue of Liberty. We fed the pigeons in Central Park. Now, let's go to a nightclub.
Quiet, Jack. I'm trying to listen.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our visit to the stars, which has been unfolded to you in this magnificent planetarium.
All right, magnificent.
That'll be 25 cents. Please pay as you exit.
25 cents. This is on me, Gary.
No, Jack. This time I'll take my shoe off.
No.
Wait a minute, Jack. I want to see what they've got in this other room.
Okay. Planetarium. Big hall?
Wow, this is a big hall.
You hear that, Gary? There's a deck over here.
Hello there.
Hello there.
I'm Jack Benny.
And this is Gary Cooper.
What's he doing with you?
Oh, shut up. Come on, Gary, let's go to a nightclub.
Gary?
Yup again.
Folks, we are now approaching that famous thoroughfare known as the Bowery. On the right is the old Bowery Mission. On the left is the Bucket of Blood Saloon.
Gee.
And that stuff directly ahead of us is the Acme Plaza Hotel.
Now.
Boy, what a clock. You know, Dad, appreciate where a state building is till you walk up here like we're doing.
Listen, Gary. When do we get to the... to the top?
We're there now.
Boy, it's cold.
Boy, it's cold up here.
I'll go back to the planetarium.
Isn't this a wonderful view, Jack?
Yeah. Not if there goes my hat. My brass.
If your toupee just took off.
That's a pigeon.
With a part in it?
All right. Now, please, Gary, let's get out of here and go up to Times Square where there's some action. How about it? Well, Gary, here we are on Broadway. Are you thrilled?
Yes!
Excuse me.
It's all right. Give it a say, Gippy. You don't have to be afraid. Yes, sir. Glittering, glamorous Broadway. Johnson are still going strong. Wait a
drop. The latest magazine here.
Wait a minute, Gary. I want to get a copy of Movie Store Magazine. I hear that my picture is on the cover. A copy of Movie Store Magazine, buddy.
You bought them all this morning.
Oh, are you the same guy? You ought to see it, Gary. There's a swell picture of me right on the cover.
Gee, I wish I could get my picture on one of those magazines.
You will one of these days. let's go on.
Going right in for all seats. The big girly show is about to start.
Hey, Gary, look at those posters, huh?
Hush, Riggity. You think we oughta? Oh, forget it.
No. What are we going to say, Gary?
Well, I thought we might go in and see. Oh, Chuck, let's go home.
No, nothing doing, Gary. Come on, I came out for a little excitement tonight. I'm going to have it. Two tickets, please.
I'm a big girly. Step a lot.
Hey, here are two good seats, Gary. We can get this guy to put his feet down.
Oh, going into our gentlemen, I would pass among you with Broadway fans individually wrecked bonbons. Hurry, a buck and a quarter. Open it up, and you will find inside a $1 bill, a $5 bill, or a gold wristwatch.
I can imagine, huh?
Who will be the first to make one of these prize packages?
I think I'll buy one, Jack.
Oh, don't be a sucker, Gary.
But it's only a quarter. I might find a gold wristwatch.
Might find. They always say that.
Right after this count, folks, I expect to make a
change. Shut up.
Now, ladies, the excitement you've all been waiting for, the famous dancer and isn't it Miss Fifi LaRose.
Hey, geez. See, she's a pip, isn't she, Jack?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you dropped a coat. Gary,
now put your elbow down so I can't see you.
The Great Nut Flakes program.